Hi, listeners. Welcome back to Motivate, the Motivation and Inspiration Podcast. I'm your host, Dahi D, and today's guest is Dave Ramsey talking about being weird. I chose this episode because so often we have lofty goals and we choose to be normal. And by being normal, I mean we choose to do what other people are doing. We choose to wake up at the same time as everyone else generally wakes up. We choose to do the same activities that everyone likes to do. We choose to spend our money on everything that everyone spends their money on. We choose to do a lot that everyone just seems to do. Now hear me out. If you just chose to be weird, you'll see different results. For example, it might be normal for you to eat a whole pizza before bed. If you chose to be weird and just not do that anymore, then maybe you'll lose some weight. Or if you just chose to wake up early and work out, you might actually start seeing progress on those fitness goals. And the same can be said for financial goals as well. If you just chose to save your money and invest it accordingly and not spend it on what everyone else spends their money on, then you'd actually see different results than everyone else. You'd see your assets going up, you'd see your net worth going up, you would even see your income going up, because the more you invest, you might get paid dividends or whatever. Things like that happen when you choose to be weird. When you choose to be weird, you're choosing to leave your comfort zone, because sometimes weird just means weird to you. You might already be a weird person, which is okay, but that doesn't mean that whatever you're currently doing is working for whatever you're trying to achieve. And another barometer for being weird and success is, does everyone else do this? If you choose to wake up and start your day at the same time as everyone else, that means you use the same hours as everyone else to try and achieve results that are greater than what everyone else is achieving. So even though Dave Ramsey says be weird or be broke, I'm saying be weird or don't achieve your goals. That's it for me today. Thank you all for listening. I hope you truly enjoyed this episode. And over the weekend, we passed 70 ratings on Spotify. That is huge, because we basically went from 0 to 70 in a month. Thank you all for all of your support. Our next goal is 100. How long will it take for us to get there? Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy today's show.
If you want to win with money, let me give you a good idea. Figure out what most people are doing and run in the other direction. Run in the other direction. Most people are broke. Most people look good, and they're broke. They spend more than they have coming in. They don't act their wage. They don't live on a plan. They don't agree on spending with their spouse. Their only hope for retirement is that the government, which is well known for its ability to handle money, will take care of them. They don't have money set aside for emergencies. They run credit card debt and student loans and car debt all day, every day. They spend like they're in Congress. Most people are stupid when it comes to money. 70% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. The bankruptcy rate is at an all-time high, and foreclosures are rising again. Credit card debt continues to climb, and we have $1 trillion in student loan debt out there. The average car payment in America today now is $496 over 84 months. That's stupid. Normal in America is broke and stupid. You don't want to be normal. You want to be weird. One of the greatest compliments you can get on this show is if you call up and I say, man, you're weird. I'm looking at weird people. You guys are weird, which means that you're contrary. You are a contrarian. You are perpendicular to the culture. When the culture has lost its way, the best thing you can do is be opposite. Figure out whatever they're doing and do the other thing, right? Because you're not going to get, you're only going to get what they're getting when you do what they're doing. This is not hard to figure out. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. You do reap what you sow. You live in a cause and effect world, baby. There's no way around this. So your goal, when I went broke, I realized my goal is to be weird. My goal is to be different. And personal finance is 80% behavior. It's only 20% head knowledge. So this is not some math formula that you got a problem with. This is a person in your mirror I figured out if I can make the guy in my mirror behave, he can be skinny and rich. He's got issues. And once we realize that behavior is what causes people to handle their money poorly or handle it well, then what we've got to decide is our behaviors. And if you have the same behaviors as broke people have in when it comes to money, you're going to have the same results broke people have. You're just going to be another broke person. And some of you are making $250,000 a year and you're broke. You got no money at all. You got a mess. Loans coming out your ears. You can't breathe. You run like a rat in a wheel, have a heart attack and die, and wonder what happened. This is no way to live. Buying things you can't afford with money you don't have to impress people you don't really like. Some of you spend an unbelievable amount of money on a car payment to impress somebody at a stoplight you will never be introduced to. But, buddy, you felt cool there for about, what, 3.5 seconds? Fool. I've been that fool. That's why I know who he is. I've been that guy. I've been that shallow to where I thought that my car actually mattered to somebody. Give me a break. Nobody gives a rip about your car. You know what I drive right now? Anything I want. You know why? Because I drove crap for a long time. I drove cars like nobody else would drive. Now I get to drive whatever I want to drive. And I don't drive them for you. I drive them because I like them. I couldn't give a care less what you think about what I drive. It's not my problem. It's not your problem either, by the way. I'm going to enjoy. I'm a boy. I like nice cars. I'm going to get, but I'm not going to have a nice car with a stupid car payment on it. It's ridiculous. If your self-esteem is so screwed up that you're doing that, then you're going to struggle with money. You're normal. People spending a bunch of money to act like they're something they're not. What they call in Texas, big hat, no cattle. You need to decide, I don't care what other people think, and I'm going to be weird. Whatever you're doing with money, I'm going to do the opposite thing. And when you decide that, you'll start winning with money. I don't have any credit cards. Not a single one. No, I don't believe in points. I've never met a millionaire who said, Dave, you know, I made all my money with my airline miles. No, stupid. People don't say that in the real world. I meet middle class people who spend everything on a credit card because they're racking up points. Now, figure this math out for me. You get 1% back on your stupid Discover card, right? Have you ever discovered what the math is on that Discover card? That means if you spend $100,000, you get $1,000. Is this a path to wealth anywhere you went to math class? That's just straight up stupid. I mean, in the sixth grade, you should have been able to figure, third grade, you should have been able to figure that one out, that that's not going to work. I mean, you run $100,000 through a stupid credit card to get a free airline ticket. Give me a break. With what you overspent, you could have bought 10 airline tickets. And all in the name of I'm racking up points, I'm beating. You're not beating anybody. They're a multi-billion dollar company. They've got done so many behavior studies on you based on your zip code and your demographic. They know what kind of bottled water you drink, fool. They're tracking you. Every movement you make on the web is being followed with web analytics. They know exactly what you're doing. No, this is not a conspiracy theory. They are better at marketing than you are at living your life, and they're selling you so much crap, you're broke. And you're playing their game. You're playing Citibank's game. What's in your wallet? I'll tell you what's in my wallet. Money. It's what's in my wallet. It's not a bunch of stupid plastic. So I'm weird. Dave, you're weird. You're right. I'm not broke. Normal's broke. I don't want to be normal. I engage in weird activities, and so I get weird results, and that's called money. I'm not broke anymore because I do things that broke people don't do. And I don't do things that the broke people do. Why is this hard? You want to be skinny? Find out what skinny people eat. Eat what they eat. You'll be skinny. You want to be fat? Eat what fat people eat. You will be fat. This is not rocket science, people. Figure it out. You want a great marriage? Well, don't ask somebody who's been divorced 6 times. We'll pray for them, but I don't need their marriage advice. They ain't got this thing figured out, baby. I want to find somebody that's winning and emulate them. This is not rocket science. Be weird. That's your goal, darling. Be weird. Weird, weird, weird. Weird. Don't be normal. This is the Dave Ramsey Show. Hey guys, thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this video, click the subscribe button to get the latest content and check out these other great clips from the show.